here too. Gather round, it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, yes. Here's the good news.
Coming up after 60 minutes tonight. It is not necessarily the news.
Not necessarily the news.
I think there's a lot of Edward R. Murrow awards going to be tossed around for this one.
I'm Morley Safer.
Let's start right out.
No, yeah.
Hey, what happened?
Good morning, everybody, on a Hank Facebook Live. And probably one of the most anticipated monologues in late night, certainly in a long time last night, Jimmy Kimmel came back. And basically, in what turned into a somewhat tearful, stopping short of an apology, return in his monologue last night on ABC. And turns out, everybody got hold of him.
I've heard from all the people over in the world over the last 6 days. Everyone I have ever met has reached out 10 or 11 times. Weird characters from my past. The guy who fired me from my first radio job in Seattle, where we are not airing tonight, by the way. Sorry, Seattle. His name is Larry. In 1989, Larry tried to force me to do a bit called Jokes for Donuts, where people would call in with a joke and I would give them donuts. I refused to do it, and then I made a lot of fun of Larry for suggesting it. And eventually, Larry fired me, and I had to move back in with my parents. But even he went in.
It's not a bad idea. Jokes for donuts?
I kind of like it. And if you're keeping track at home, most people do not start out in radio in Seattle. That's a major market.
Interesting. Yes. Anyway, jokes for donuts aside, Sinclair Broadcasting, which is a big ABC affiliate nationwide, did not. They preempted Jimmy Kimmel last night. Of course, Tegna owns WFAA Channel 8 here, so that did air in the North Texas market. To be fair, our show is also not carried across Sinclair affiliates. So, and we didn't do anything, but we might do jokes for donuts.
What about Roku? Are they listening in Seattle?
I mean, I'm just spitballing here.
Okay.
Just jokes for donuts. And then maybe a bucket's involved. I don't know. I
think what about Larry?
Has a lot of possibilities.
No one even cares about Larry. All right. So what about Pam Anderson? Well, she is having quite the moment lately. So not only is she reportedly hot and heavy with one Liam Neeson, she's got some other men in her life, namely her two sons, Brandon and Dylan. How Beverly Hills 90210 is that? She's rumored to be working on a remake of her film classic, Barb Wire. Perhaps one of the best in cinematic history.
A classic.
Meanwhile, that red swimsuit that made her famous, still iconic. Word is Baywatch, set to be getting the reboot treatment as well.
I
know. No word on who's going to be starring, but is it really Baywatch without Pam Anderson? No.
Well, what I saw about this Baywatch reboot is that the producers are pretty much on board, and they have a studio and interested. There's just... they don't have a script, which means that they're probably ready already for Baywatch, because it doesn't really need one. Weird courtroom stuff yesterday. First of all, Dr. Phil took the stand, testified in that $500 million deal dispute with the Christian TV Trinity Broadcasting Company. That happened yesterday.
Amen.
And then very weirdness as Ryan Routh, the guy that tried to assassinate Trump, during the campaign trail. That came to a close yesterday, that trial. 59 years old, guilty on all counts, faces up to life in prison, 5 counts. And then as it was being read, he picked up the pen on the desk and tried to stab himself in the neck.
Crying out loud.
But get this, the pens are specifically designed not to injure, so it only left bruises or marks on his neck, and he wasn't harmed at all. I didn't know those things exist. Either which way, they calmed him down. He'll be sentenced coming up here in early December. Jury took only 2 hours to come to the verdict. Weird.
Taylor, so over a certain someone. And that would be one Blake Lively. Now one of her frenemies. Be careful. Remember the process server that you talked about yesterday, KB?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went behind the gates at Travis Kelce's home in Kansas City at 2 a.m.
Served that warrant.
At Taylor, that was the final straw. He was being there because she's now being drugged into this whole case that Blake has against Justin Baldoni after their movie, It Ends With Us, did not end well. He's suing her, too.
Yeah.
Apparently, seeing that poor man handcuffed in the middle of the night was humiliating. Taylor thinks it's a downright betrayal. It's totally over it. I'm over you.
So am I. And maybe they were never a thing to begin with. They won't go away, and it's their own fault now. The viral couple caught on the Coldplay Jumbotron said yesterday that they were just simply friends. There was never an affair to begin with, and they just had a, quote, excellent working relationship, a great friendship. There was no affair, end quote. This from the ex-astronomer CEO Andy Byron and Kristen Cabot, who was the head of their people's division.
They're very huggy.
And apparently no affair.
Anything.
And
okay.
If you believe that, you know, I mean, it takes two.
You know, Dallas Cowboys fans may not be the most popular folks in football, but we do have tenacity, and we really need to stick together.
Yes.
That's because we're not popular at all. According to a new survey by Hard Rock Bet, the percentage of people who actually dislike the Dallas Cowboys is the most out of the entire NFL. People really don't like the Dallas Cowboys. They're jealous. That's the problem. 21%, followed by the New England Patriots at number 2, the Kansas City Chiefs at 9.2%, and apparently the team to like is the New Orleans Saints. They are the least hated, 3%.
Yeah, but that is exactly what Jerry wants.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, bro? That's
what I think about that. That's right there. As long as he's at the top of a list,
Amen.
Doesn't matter
yeah.
the list. He's number one, everybody.
For number one! In-depth sports reporting, just follow Lupe.
That's right. Corey Feldman and Baron Davis were eliminated last night on Dancing with the Stars, so Corey Feldman lasted 1 week.
Number one!
Sorry.
1 week longer than maybe he should.
Number one!
It airs tonight.
Golden Girls.
The Golden Bachelor Part Deux. And this is Mel Owens, who said, of course, a couple months ago that if you're 60 plus, I'm not interested. So what ABC do?
Whoa.
They Kimmeled him. And gave him everybody 60 plus. So it starts tonight, and he says, don't worry, because they've already filmed the thing. It's already over.
It's done.
He said there weren't a lot of tears shed during this season. There was not a lot of tears. You would think it would
what
be.
What do you think about that?
Because the last one was crying all over the place, and it wasn't even fun to talk about.
Well, yeah, but I mean.
But this one looks like it's going to be a dumpster fire, and that is what we expect of you.
Amen.
On the Golden Bachelor.
On the Golden Bachelor.
And then it was weird. And then finally, Newsweek magazine reports there is a brand new mom. Listen up. Randy Macho Man Savage major motion picture movie in the works. Hollywood Studios working on a film to honor the legendary Macho Man Slim Jim icon, Randy Macho Man Savage. Macho is the working title. It will delve into his iconic career. It is being produced by SNL's Kenan Thompson.
Oh boy.
Who is a huge Macho Man fan. I have no punchline for this.
Mm-mm.
It's just joy. Pure joy.
Aw.
Ooh, yeah.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.